Having a blessing book keeps me consistent on my program. Having a blessing book keeps me consistent on my program. It is so easy for me to let my mind wander. It's so easy for me to let my thoughts wander and go off on other tangents from the one I'm working on, and then wonder why I am not getting results from my treatment, or I'm not getting results from my desires for my world, and what's going on. And having a blessing book helps me to be consistent with my program. Now, just what is my program? What is my program all about, and how does my program function? Am I in charge of my program? Am I in charge of what I'm thinking about, what I choose to have in my life? I don't really know how much I do it until I look at my blessing book. Now, my blessing book could be just a couple of sheets of paper, or it could be a volume. It really doesn't matter. It just matters that I have a booklet. I have something with the thoughts that I am thinking about, with the ideas that are important to me. Now, let's just take one program, and let's call it my blessing book program. All is in divine order. Okay. Now, I write all is in divine order in my blessing book. And I say to myself, okay, this is my theme. This is my theme for my life. This is my theme for all is, all the time there is. This is my theme. And so I want to be consistent on that theme. All is in divine order. So with my every thought wrapped around all is in divine order, I bring about all in divine order. Now you say, well, how can you make that happen? How can you bring that to happen if you're living in a world that's not very orderly, it's not very divine? It's a very human world. It's a very world filled with problems and filled with all sorts of worries and concerns. All right? If I say, let go and let God, all is in divine order. I say, this is my blessing. All is in divine order. And I think to myself, what is it that makes things in divine order? What makes things in divine order is not me getting in there and pummeling around with the problem. It's not me trying to come up with a solution. It's not me trying to figure out what is important and what is not important. The solution, all is in divine order, is letting go, once you put the cause in motion, letting go and letting the cause be revealed. So if I say all is in divine order about my perfect job, I don't have it yet, but all is in divine order for my perfect job, and then I let go, but this is my only thought. All is in divine order for my perfect job. Now, I can look in the classified advertising section of the newspaper or magazines and see the jobs that are available. I can search around in different companies that I think I might like to work for and see if there's a job available. I can do all sorts of things, but if I say all is in divine order, then I let go and let all be in divine order. I let the divinity, I let the reality, I let the allness that knows what my finest job is, it knows what my ideal employment is, it knows where I can go to work and be useful to myself and to the company and be paid well, it knows. So I let go. And in a thousand different ways, the answer could come to me. But it cannot come to me if I get my bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuits. If I do not let go and let the divine be revealed in and through me. It could be through a friend saying something. It could be through a classified ad that I see. It could be through 100 possibilities, maybe 1,000,000 possibilities, maybe 1,000,000,000 possibilities. And there's only one possibility that I want, and that is the one which is my ideal work, my ideal employment. What makes me happy, what makes me fulfilled, what gives me a good salary, what I am just proud to be associated with, what is all good for me. Having a blessing book keeps me consistent on my program. And in my blessing book, I write down, all is in divine order. I now have my perfect job. All is in divine order. Now, I don't have to say I now have my perfect job. Because if I say all is in divine order, all is in divine order because of what? Because I have my perfect job. I have my perfect family. I have my perfect home. I have my perfect country. I have my perfect world. All is in divine order because that is my reality. That's all that matters. All is in divine order right now. And since all is in divine order right now, what else is there that matters? What else is there that makes any difference in my world if all is in divine order right now? The only thing that makes any difference in my world is that I like me. I think that my choices are always good. I know that the divine in me chooses the ideal employment. It chooses the ideal program. But my blessing book reminds me that that is my statement. And I look at it, and I know it, and I have it in my heart. And I let go and let the divine in me reveal it. Because the divine knows, and I am one in and as the divine, and I let it be revealed to me, and I let it be shown to me in every wonderful possible way. And it's just a matter of letting go and letting it be. Now, can I do that? I sure can. Will I do that? If I want to. Do I want to? I think I do. You think you do? Is that what you wrote in your blessing book? Yep. I wrote in my blessing book, all is in divine order. Now, that could apply to everything. That could apply to my health, my wealth, my relationships, my world about me, my everything that I'm doing. Yes, it can. It's not a matter of much preaching, much teaching, much searching, much seeking. It's not a matter of looking outwardly in a very desireful way. It's a matter of looking outwardly and saying, it is done now. It is done now, and it is wonderfully done. It is done now, and it is wonderfully done now. All is in divine order. All is fulfilled right now. All is beautiful right now. That's what it's all about. And as I put the cause in motion, all is in divine order, then it's done. I don't have to figure out how to do it, but my blessing book reminds me what I'm working on. My blessing book reminds me what is important for me. And you say, well, if you're always just going to say all is in divine order, then why do you need a blessing book? Well, is that your affirmation? Can you write in your blessing book, all is in divine order? Today I got my job at ABC Company, and it's an ideal job, perfect for me. Then the next day, all is in divine order. My health is absolutely perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is magnificent right now. Ooh, how wonderful. And the next day, all is in divine order. Or these could all happen at once. All is in divine order. And on through the plethora of thoughts and ideas that I am. And as I do this, it's revealed to me powerfully, wonderfully, beautifully. It's revealed to me in all good, positive ways. But the base, the core in my blessing book says, all is in divine order. So I go to all is in divine order, and then I say, my son is beautiful in school. All is in divine order. My daughter has the finest grades any child could have. All is in divine order. my wife or my husband is a beautiful person, thoughtful, loving, and kind. We work together synchronistically, happily, joyfully, all the time, and on and on. But it's only done when you and I have a blessing book and we say whatever we wish in our blessing book. We say all is in divine order, and then we write down when things are revealed in divine order for us, step by step, maybe a lot at a time, maybe just one item at a time. Maybe all is in divine order, and there's nothing more to be thought, said, or done. All is in divine order. What is it that you're going to do? Are you going to have a blessing book? And are you going to keep yourself consistent with your program? It's a good idea, really. It's a wonderful idea. It's something I choose to do every moment of my life, and I'm the happiest guy in the world. Enjoy yourself and know that you too are the happiest person in the universe. I love you.